This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In a July open hearing of this committee following publication of the Mueller report, the Democrats engaged in a last-ditch effort to convince the American people that President Trump is a Russian agent. That hearing was the pitiful finale of a three-year-long operation by the Democrats, the corrupt media, and partisan bureaucrats to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. A few clips from this fiasco that happened yesterday. The Democrats. Wow! How could you... There is no recovery from what you witnessed if you got a chance to see it. I don't know if you watched it. I alluded to this earlier in the broadcast. But I would just turn it off when the Democrats were talking. But I did slip up a couple times because I was recording and doing other stuff, and I slipped up a couple times because I would have to, I had staffers look getting Schiff. It would leave it on too long, and I could hear Schiff while I was doing the show. But long story short, it was really funny to watch all this happen. You know, watch how Schiff would come in and say, well, you know, to answer their question about why the Ukrainian president said many, many times that he was not forced to do anything, blah, blah, blah. It was funny to hear. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. Matt Gaetz comes out of the block, and he's talking about what this really is about. And I couldn't sum it up any better. We should just probably play the rest of the clip.
After the spectacular implosion of their Russia hoax on July 24th, in which they spent years denouncing any Republican who ever shook hands with a Russian, on July 25th, they turned on a dime and now claim the real malfeasance is Republicans' dealings with Ukraine. In the blink of an eye, we're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee, falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between President Trump and Russians. We should forget about them reading fabrications of Trump-Russia collusion from the Steele dossier into the congressional record. We should also forget about them trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump from Russian pranksters who pretended to be Ukrainian officials. We should forget about them leaking a false story to CNN while he was still testifying to our committee claiming that Donald Trump Jr. was colluding with WikiLeaks. And forget about countless other deceptions, large and small, that make them the last people on earth with the credibility to hurl more preposterous accusations at their political opponents. And yet now, here we are. We're supposed to take these people at face value when they trot out a new batch of allegations. But anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
Ouch. Ouch. Oh, one right in the naughty bits. Welcome back. Matt Gaetz. I mean, I don't know how you could watch that as a Democrat. And look, I'm telling you, bipartisan, truth seeker, pragmatist, call it whatever you want. And we have clip after clip. I wouldn't do this to you, but all we'd have to do is just play the Republican side, the rebuttals to anything these people are saying. I'm listening to Taylor, and I'm going to myself, he knows nothing.
Well, I read that in the New York Times, and then he gets pressed on it. He's like, so that's where you got your information.
What if your information was wrong? Could you be wrong? Well, I just want to be clear that I'm here to say that this is the reason why I made my thing. And he goes, but what if you were wrong? What if what you claimed was going to happen didn't happen? And then at one point, Jim Jordan goes, you were wrong. You were just flatly wrong. It isn't even a question of, well, you could be wrong. You were wrong. The guy didn't go on CNN. He didn't make the statement. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. This wasn't contingent upon that. And here's what's worse. Here's the worst part. I'm starting to get excited. I'm going to calm down. Here's the worst part. The worst part is that the whole issue here is supposedly Donald Trump was going to withhold arms if the Ukrainians didn't investigate Burisma and Biden. And for the record, they crushed Burisma. They crushed Biden, Hunter, and his father in testimony. We'll get to some. We're going to play some of these clips because you got to hear them. But destroyed them. But here is the notion. The notion is that Donald Trump was going to withhold these vital weapons that were needed to protect the Ukrainians. And they've talked about the strategic nature of Ukraine. This is the Democrats. They needed these weapons. It was vitally important. And Ukraine is strategic in our, where they're located in Europe. And we needed to do this. And it was to send a sign to Putin that we were going to push back on him. And then there's this real ugly donkey in the room. That Barack Obama gave them non-lethals, did not give them the weapons, and apparently ignored everything that the Democrats are talking about. It was only when President Trump took over that Ukraine actually got the Javelin systems to protect themselves. These are the systems that would provide anti-tank weaponry for the Soviets. So, in fact, President Trump was the one taking a hard stance against Russia. Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. This is so unfathomable that I don't even know how the Democrats go for it. Keep doing this. Keep bringing more people. Look, you don't need Hunter Biden in this. It was funny. At one point, they're talking about how corrupt Burisma was. Barack Obama, everybody knew it. And Kent, who I would fire, Assistant Secretary of State, I'd fire this guy. He's in there, not even representing the Trump administration. And you know what he says? Yeah, they were corrupt. And was Representative Stefanik, lady. And I will play the clip. Maybe we'll save it. I saved what I'm going to say. But anyway, she's really building the case that Burisma was a very corrupt organization that had stolen billions of dollars from Ukraine. Am I right? He's like, yeah. The company was so bad, she argued. You said don't even let them have anything to do with USAID. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, and then when Biden wanted to do something with them, you said no, it would look like it'd be a bad move. Politically, it's not a good thing to do to attach yourself to it. I mean, what a setup. She did phenomenal. You know who did? Even Will Hurd did okay. Listen, I got to take a short break. We're going to cover some of these clips because we didn't in the first hour. But I want you to hear this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Impeachment hearings embarrassing the Democrats on a national level, on a world level. On a world level. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That's it, the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome to my show, y'all. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, boy. It's funny to watch Taylor and Kent go through these iterations, you know, with the hearing, and how, you know, everything is just, this is what I heard, this is what I felt, this is what I thought. And I think Jim Jordan, of course, he's like, you know, there's a lot of touchy-feely here, but not a whole lot of, no, it wasn't Jordan. Was it Stewart? I don't know. Anyway, it was one of the Republican representatives said, there's a lot of touchy-feely here. He goes, there's no substance. A lot of touchy-feely. I thought this, I thought that. Could you be wrong? If you hear something, somebody says, hey, man, I heard blankety, blankety, blank, and you say, yeah, I heard so-and-so. He was talking about this, that, and the other. Could you be wrong? If you are not the, what he's saying is, if you are not the eyewitness, the one who saw it or heard it or did it with somebody, how are you going to know whether something's right or wrong? And this is exactly what this was. And it's funny that, you know, as these guys, as the Republicans are grilling these guys, all they got is, well, it could be, maybe, and this, that, and it's like, too sad, too sad. You got nothing. The guy goes, one of the guys said, do you realize that in a court of law, nothing you say would be admissible? Nothing. You read something in the New York Times, or you heard about this in Politico. They're going through timelines, and they're saying, on the July phone call, did President Trump, was President Zelensky aware that this deal hadn't been done yet for the weapons? No, he wasn't. Everybody, nope, he wasn't. He said it publicly. I wasn't aware. How can there be a quid pro quo when I wasn't aware? Here's the biggest thing, though. And if I were Trump, I'd bait him. I'd say, first of all, I can use the United States to negotiate on policy issues as I see fit, being that I'm the person who directs the foreign policy. I can do whatever I want. And because my style may differ with other people's, so be it. But if I want to use our economy, our military, our weaponry, anything I want in order to get what I want for the interest of America, I'll do it. And here's the other thing that's really driving the Democrats crazy. They keep wanting to make it sound like Trump was going after Biden for 2020. He's like, no, we're investigating corruption. The money tied to Ukraine, coming from you, the taxpayers, us, not the left, because they don't pay taxes, coming from us, is tied to Ukraine saying, we are going to fight corruption. Because let me tell you what's happened up to this point. All the billions and billions of dollars we've sent to Ukraine have gone in the pockets of these, and they use this term a lot, but these oligarchs, these guys that are highly connected within government who are stealing money, paying off politicians, and becoming multi-billionaires because they find the loophole or they got a couple of well-placed friends. That's what's happening. So the president's saying, look, you can't just get our money. You're going to have to make sure we have assurances that the type of thing that Joe Biden and his crackhead son are doing are not going to continue going on. That we're going to make some changes here. That's what he's saying. Then the Democrats are going, we're not going to let him do his job. I want you to understand how they're trying to hamstring this guy and doing his job going forward. Donald Trump is going to have to be very judicious and very selective in his language when he's talking to countries about what the U.S. can and cannot do. And he's going to have to be checking with attorneys at every turn to say, can I say this? Can I do this? When he's a freewheeler, Donald Trump would come in and say, listen, you're not going to do business with the United States if you continue this practice of this. Because that's what I would be doing. I would go, look, if you're going to be corrupt, I'm going to make sure that every one of our trading partners no longer trades with you. I'm going to cut off the United States market to your products, and you're going to die on the vine. That would be a legitimate thing for a president to say. If you're corrupt, if you're letting China sneak goods in through your trade platforms or whatever, we're going to find out, and we're going to penalize you and everybody you do business with. And I'm going to cut this, nip it in the bud. If he were to do that today under these Democrats, he'd be impeached. Looking out for your interests could get the President of the United States impeached, according to the Democrats. You wonder why keeping the Senate is so important? I just gave it to you. I gave you the thing. And here's what's so sad. He had people within his midst. Nikki Haley commented about this. Let's play the Nikki clip.
But her battles at the UN were rivaled by battles for control within the White House. Haley recounts a closed-door encounter with then-White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Kelly and Tillerson confided in me that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate, they were trying to save the country. And then the Secretary of State Tillerson went on to tell you the reason he resisted the president's decisions was because if he didn't, people would die. Do you memorialize that conversation? It definitely happened?
It absolutely happened. And instead of saying that to me, they should have been saying that to the president, not asking me to join them on their sidebar plan. It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. And it goes against the Constitution, and it goes against what the American people want. And it was offensive.
We asked them to respond. John Kelly tells Sunday Morning, If by resistance and stalling she means putting a staff process in place to ensure the president knew all the pros and cons of what policy decision he might be contemplating so he could make an informed decision, then guilty as charged. Haley remains a fierce Trump loyalist, including on the issue of Trump asking the Ukrainian president to dig for dirt on the family of Democratic candidate Joe Biden.
Do you think ultimately the president will be impeached and removed from office?
No. On what? You're going to impeach a president for asking for a favor that didn't happen and giving money and it wasn't withheld? I don't know what you would impeach him on. I mean, look, Nora, impeachment is like the death penalty for a public official. When you look at the transcript, there's nothing in that transcript that warrants the death penalty for the president. And I think that,
to be clear, it was not a complete transcript. There are still things that are missing from it. And in it, he does say, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
The Ukrainians never did the investigation, and the president released the funds. I mean, when you look at those, there's just nothing impeachable there. And more than that, I think the biggest thing that bothers me is the American people should decide this. Why do we have a bunch of people in Congress making this decision?
Welcome back. That was Nikki Haley commenting on the two situations. One, the internal people that were still the, I mean, I'm not going to call them deep state because Trump brought them in, but guys just don't get it. And then the second issue, I think maybe Nikki framed it wrong because, you know, again, There's nothing in this. This is a conversation between two heads of states, and he promised nothing. And even if he did say, look, I want you to look into that, it affected, supposedly affected our elections, and you need to look into it. And I demand it. Would have been okay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person was killed and five others were injured after a student opened fire at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. As far as the suspect, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We do have him described as a male Asian juvenile, and we do know that he is a member of the student body.
The suspect is in custody at a local hospital after suffering a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says apprehensions at the southern border have decreased by 70% since its peak this May. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan breaks down the numbers of apprehensions at the border for the month of October.
This month, the month of October, has continued with that trend, reaching a 14% decline compared to September, with just over 42,000 apprehensions.
USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staff. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're going to cover a few of these clips from the hearing. I got to tell you, a lot of them were interesting. If I were to clip the Republicans on each one, and even narrowing it down, it could easily be a show. It was amazing. It was amazing. Couldn't watch it because we were doing the show, but I will tell you. We were clipping stuff and trying to get things ready. Couldn't get it ready in time because it was too close to the time frame to broadcast. But let me just tell you, it was I was very pleased with the Republicans' response. I want to start with Representative Stewart because he really – well, you know what? No, I'll tell you what. Ready the one on Ratcliffe because he's responding back when Schiff claims that the Burisma the president of Ukraine – is only saying what he's saying because he felt like he was pressured. So here's Representative Ratcliffe responding back to that.
President Zelensky say, and because House Democrats' charges against President Trump have been publicly, repeatedly, consistently been denied by President Zelensky, you heard the defense now from Chairman Schiff. He's lying because he has to. He has to lie because the threats, the demands, the blackmail, the extortion that House Democrats are alleging, if he didn't do that, he couldn't possibly risk military aid. He would have to do anything he had to secure it. The problem with that, the hole in that argument is you have to ask yourself, what did President Zelensky actually do to get the aid? The answer is nothing. He did nothing. He didn't open any investigations. He didn't call Attorney General Bill Barr. He didn't do any of the things that House Democrats say that he was being forced and coerced and threatened to do. He didn't do anything because he didn't have to. I yield back.
I've already talked about that, so probably no need to go on there. So let's move on to another clip that I found very interesting. Did an amazing job, and I alluded to it earlier, and this was Stefanik, who gave a lot. She's shining a light on Burisma, and she's talking to Kent, who's, I guess, the Assistant Secretary of State. And I'm thinking to myself, he's got a lot of knowledge of Ukraine, but I fired that little weasel. He's a weasel. But here's Ratcliffe. She does an amazing job. She doesn't go after anybody. It's a statement of facts, but here she is.
Number one, Ukraine received the aid. Number two, there was in fact no investigation into Biden. Mr. Kent and Ambassador Taylor, you both spoke eloquently and passionately about the need to support Ukraine to counter Russian aggression, particularly during this very critical time. I agree with you in that assessment. And isn't it the case that the Trump administration has indeed provided substantial aid to Ukraine in the form of defensive lethal aid, correct?
That is correct.
And that is more so than the Obama administration, correct? Defensive lethal aid.
Yes.
And in the transcript of the president's July 25th call with President Zelensky, President Zelensky tells Trump they are ready to buy more javelins. This is indeed the most effective weapon for fighting insurgent armor Russian tanks. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And those javelins were not made available to Ukraine under the Obama administration. The javelins were not made available.
They were not.
Correct. Shifting gears to corruption, one of the themes here today is that of rooting out corruption, which is an important tool for the president as we provide taxpayer-funded aid to foreign countries. Mr. Kent, you would characterize Ukraine as having long-standing corruption issues, correct?
I did.
And in fact, you testified, quote, I would say that corruption is part of the reason why Ukrainians came out to the streets in both 2004 when somebody tried to steal the election and again in 2014 because of a corrupt, kleptocratic, pro-Russian government which eventually collapsed. The Ukrainians decided enough was enough. Is that your testimony?
It remains so.
And you testified that you first came to learn about Burisma in 2015 when you were the senior anti-corruption coordinator, correct?
Correct. Detailed to the embassy in Kyiv as the acting deputy chief of mission.
And you testified that the issue of corruption in Burisma was in the U.S. interest because, quote, and this is from your deposition, we had made a commitment to the Ukrainian government in 2014 to try to recover an estimated tens of billions of stolen dollars of stolen assets out of the country. Is that correct?
That is a stolen assets that were in the name of the owner of Burisma, Mykola Zlochevsky. He was the one who we believed had stolen the money.
Sure. So the first case, this was the first case that the U.S., the U.K., and Ukraine investigator worked on was against the owner of Burisma.
That's correct.
And this was during the Obama administration.
That's correct.
So for the millions of Americans viewing, the first investigation against the owner of Burisma was under President Obama's administration.
That's correct.
You testified also, quote, we spent roughly $500,000 of State Department money in support of the FBI and this investigation to build capacity and track down stolen assets, end quote. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was launched in May 2014 by the Attorney General of the U.S. and U.K. In conjunction with the World Bank.
And in fact, by 2016, you were so concerned about corruption questions related to Burisma that when there was an effort by Burisma to sponsor an essay contest with USAID, you asked USAID to stop it.
That's correct.
And you testified that it was because, quote, Burisma had a poor reputation in the business and that you didn't think it was appropriate for the U.S. government to be co-sponsoring something with a company that had a bad reputation. Correct?
Correct.
You are also aware, and you testified today, that Hunter Biden served on the board of Burisma.
Correct.
And you also testified that you were indeed concerned about the appearance of conflict of interest.
That's correct.
And broadly, this is very important, you testify in your deposition that when the State Department evaluates foreign assistance, it is appropriate for them to look at levels of corruption in countries.
That's correct.
And lastly, you also testified that, and this is your quote, issues of corruption have been part of high-level dialogue between U.S. leaders and Ukrainian leaders, regardless of who is the U.S. leader and who is the Ukrainian leader, and that is a normal issue of diplomatic discussion at the highest level, end quote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Ouch, where do I start? Where do I start? Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Where do I start? Well, let's begin at the beginning. Yeah. The need to support Ukraine against Russian aggression. You've agreed to this, right? Yeah. Trump has provided substantial aid in the form of lethal aid, correct? Yes. Agreed to buy more javelins. Ukraine did, correct? Yes. Not made available to Ukraine under Obama. Yeah. So if there's quid pro quo, then what was Obama getting? Because he didn't give them anything. What was he getting? Did anybody ask, what did Putin get from Obama? What did Medvedev get? Did Obama not do anything and intervene with Russia when they invaded Crimea and were interfering with Ukraine in form of quid pro quo? Because he didn't give Ukraine the weapons to fight back with. Maybe that's a question that needs to be asked. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. She says, let's shift to corruption. Ukraine has long-standing corruption issues, yes? Yeah. And Burisma fits widely into that corruption, does it not? Yeah, yeah. In fact, you began investigating Burisma in 2015. That was when you got assigned to it. Yep, indeed, I was. And she says, it's in the best in U.S. interest to look into corruption. That's what we do. And the guy went on to say, he didn't say this, but he was effectively State Department. He's a CIA operative, is what he is. And he's not going to say that, but he said he was not station chief, but he was stationary. He's a CIA guy. And he says, we made a commitment to the Ukrainian government to recover tens of billions of dollars of stolen assets. You want to know who they think stole them? The president of Burisma, the guy running Burisma. In fact, he says this was the first case that Barack Obama authorized, essentially, was against the owner of Burisma. It was a trilateral thing between the U.S., the Ukraine, and the U.K. And he says, and by 2016, you were concerned about this, so much so that you stopped this Burisma contest for USA, you'd get the FBI, the State Department had given $500,000 to the FBI to try to track down this money that had suddenly left the country. And you stop that corruption, that potential participation with the USAID, because Burisma had what? A poor reputation in business. Everybody knew it. This investigation started during the time of Obama. And what does he do? He says, let's get Joe Biden involved with Ukraine. Biden then has meetings with the owner of Burisma. 2 days later, his son, Hunter, the crackhead, is on the board. And then Biden takes off and starts doing Burisma's bidding. That's how this has all happened. And if the Democrats think they're going to gloss over this and it's not going to come out, they are delusional.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know how many cans of whoop butt the Republicans allocated for this impeachment hearing, but boy, every single one of them just went to town, thumping the Democrats' heads. Pop, 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 pop. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. Have you ever? I mean, I love fighters. I really do. I grew up as a fighter, trained them, and just the beauty, it's just art. It really is. Just watching somebody. Oh, I was watching this young martial artist. God, this kid is so good. I wish I was training him. I was watching this kid. He's got a really good trainer. full splits. He does the full splits, leans all the way to the side, and puts his entire body next to his foot on both sides. I mean, that's a level of, that's contortionist flexibility. And you want to talk about technique. Well, anyway, what I witnessed with the Republicans was essentially that kind of fight with these Democrats. Schiff has got, he's sitting there trying to maintain his poise, but these questions, these are his hand-picked witnesses. As Jim Jordan said, these are the best of the best. You're the first ones coming out of the block, and they're being destroyed. 844-551-8255. Love to hear from you on what you think about it. Man, this is fun. And it's only going to get better for us and worse for them. I would love to see, I mean, the only way you as a House Democrat can vote for impeachment is if you're just, it's partisan. I don't care about the hearings. I believe I'm just going to vote this way because I don't want to feel the pressure. Schiff wants to talk about the pressure. He claims that Trump put pressure on Zelensky in order to make him say things. What do you think these guys are doing to these young Democrats? How much pressure is being applied? I would love to see these guys with hidden cameras saying, watching Pelosi say, you better toe the line, you better do what you're told. You know it's going on. Phone calls being made. And secure lines. These people are having these conversations in spas, in bathhouses, because they want to make sure nobody's wired. Just telling you, it's the way it is. Be glad we get spy cams you can put in your as lenses. Can you imagine that? You got lenses as spy cams? Woo! So, I want to play this clip. This is a representative out of Utah. His name is Representative Stewart. And it starts a little slow. But by the end of it, he's on fire. The man is in fuego. So let's listen to Representative Stewart talk about this farce.
Thank you. To the witnesses, thank you. Time is precious, so I'm going to go very, very quickly. Welcome, I think, to year four of the ongoing impeachment of President Trump. I'm sorry that you have been dragged into this. I think the sign behind me says it very well. By the whistleblower's attorney, the coup has started and impeachment will follow. But after listening for what is going on now 4 hours and 21 minutes, after all of the secret hearings, after all of the leaks, after hearing witnesses such as yourselves give your opinions, it really comes down to this. One thing it comes down to. This is a transcript that the president has released of this phone call. There is one sentence, one phone call. That is what this entire impeachment proceeding is based upon. And I got to tell you, if your impeachment case is so weak that you have to lie and exaggerate about it to convince the American people that they need to remove this president, then you've got a problem. And the American people have been lied to again and again on this. We first heard a lot about quid pro quo. And then many people realized that was meaningless. So they said, let's go for the fences then. Let's talk about extortion. Let's talk about bribery. Let's talk about cover-up and obstruction, for which there is zero evidence of any of that. We heard a characterization of the president's phone call that was so outrageously inaccurate, it had to be described as a parody. And none of those things matter. None of it matters. It comes down to this. We appreciate your insight. We appreciate your opinion. But all you can do is give your opinion of this one phone call. Let me ask you, gentlemen, both of you have said here today, you have testified, corruption in Ukraine is endemic. Would we agree on that? Simple question. Problem is, isn't it?
It's a problem, and they're taking steps to address it.
Okay, earlier in the hearing, both of you said, use the word endemic or agreed to it. It's in the courts, it's oligarchs, it's prosecutors, it's everywhere. And I think we can also agree that that's not the only place in the world where we experience and see corruption. There's dozens and dozens of nations around the world that are steeped in corruption. Would you agree with that?
Mr. House say that there's corruption in every country, including ours.
Okay, thank you. And some we're clearly more concerned about than others. So in these corrupt nations, of which there are probably hundreds of corrupt individuals, hundreds of corrupt government officials, can you give me an example any time where the Vice President of the United States shows up and demands that a specific prosecutor be fired and gives them a six-hour time limit to do that? Are you aware of that ever happening any other place? I guess the answer is no. And I just think it's interesting that out of hundreds of corrupt individuals, dozens of corrupt nations, that happened one time. And it happened with the individual whose son was being paid by the organization that was under investigation. One other thing very quickly. If someone was a candidate for political office, even for President of the United States, should they be immune from investigation?
No one is above the law, sir.
Thank you. I agree with that. I think we all would agree with that. And yet, I think some presume that because some of the individuals we're talking about here were candidates, that they are immune from any questions or any investigation. I think it's absurd. For heaven's sakes, if those of us in public office, those of us who have find ourselves up for re-election or all the time as a candidate, I think we have a higher standard, not immunity from asking these types of questions. The last thing, then, I'm going to yield my time. Availability of funds, I'm quoting from the NDAA in 2019, the language is specific. Availability of funds under assistance to the Ukraine, it has to be certified. And what has to be certified? Quote, for the purposes of decreasing corruption. Are you surprised that there would be questions about corruption in Ukraine and that it would be discussed withholding some of this aid that's actually required by law that it be withheld if they can't certify that corruption has been eliminated or is being addressed?
The certification in that case is done by the Secretary of Defense upon advice of his staff in consultation with the interagency community. We were fully supportive of that conditionality, and the Secretary of Defense had already certified that that conditionality had been met.
And so we agree that we should withhold funds if there's questions about corruption that have not been addressed. I'm going to yield my rest of my time to Mr. Jordan. Sorry. 18 seconds. You going to let that go? Thank you. In that case, I will yield back. Thank you.
What do you think? Pretty scathing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, representative out of Utah, Representative Stewart. And he's so right. For year four of the ongoing impeachment of President Trump, at the point where he spoke, 4 hours and 21 minutes of hearings that he said are nothing more than opinions. Opinions about a transcript. One sentence of one phone call. Impeachment so weak that the Democrats have to lie and exaggerate in order to get it to this level, which should be the real scandal. Okay? American people lied to about quid pro quo, he says. And he says, and when that didn't work, let's swing for the fences. Let's bring in bribery and extortion. He's 100% right. He says, a translation of the phone context that was so bad, the only way you could consider it was to think of it as a parody. He says, I appreciate your insights and your opinions, but that's all you have. And we have nothing but evidence to the contrary. Evidence in the form of actions. Things that did not occur that the Democrats said should occur. But the one thing that he asked that had to just have the Democrats scratching their heads and going, what are we going to do here? Is he says, you've worked in a lot of years in foreign diplomacy. A lot of years. Both of you. Let me ask you this. Is there corruption all over the world? Yes, there is. There's even corruption in the United States. Thank you very much for saying that, said Representative Stewart. He says, well, in all of your years, how many VPs do you know who go to a country, demand that a prosecutor be fired, give them a 6-hour time frame to do it, or says, I'm going to take my money and go home? How many times has that happened? He goes, let me just go ahead and answer for you. None. Only one time. One time. And we pretend that that person is above the law. Why? Oh, because he's a candidate. This year, he's a candidate. He did that in 2016 when he was serving under the strong arm of protection under Barack Obama, who, by the way, according to this testimony from this, didn't give Ukraine the ability to protect itself. Just telling you. Democrats, give it up. Your goose is cooked. You are done. The quicker you realize it, the better for your party.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.